Good evening. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. To begin, and to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what is the year of your birth?
1981.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or Latino?
Prefer not to answer.
Oh, this is just for classification purposes.
I don't identify as any of this.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, below there is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say you are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Public transportation, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, city services like trash pickup, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, gun violence, corruption in city government, public school funding, healthcare, homelessness, the cost of housing and rent, crime and public safety.
Oh man, that's hard to pick just three. The fentanyl crisis, price of housing and rent,
and the last one?
Homelessness.
Thank you very much. So the opioid and fentanyl crisis, homelessness, and the cost of housing and rent.
Yeah.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, just please let me know. The first one is SEPTA.
Four.
The next one is the Philadelphia Police Department.
Four.
Mayor Cheryl Parker.
Five.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
Four.
Your local police officers.
Four.
The Philadelphia City Council.
Five.
District Attorney Larry Krasner.
Seven.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
2.
Thank you. The next one is Council Member Kenyatta Johnson.
5.
And Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
It's just an either or answer. I don't have any.
Would you have a scale of strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. But you may select any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the cost of rent.
0.
Access to affordable housing.
1.
The quality of education in public schools.
0.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
0.
Public safety.
3.
The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
6.
Access to public transportation.
7.
And the last one on the list is the availability of good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Staying with the cost of living.
Thank you. Now, below, there is a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. Once again, you may select up to 3. Public transportation, personal care, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, paying down debt, rent, groceries, healthcare including prescription drugs, education, gas, childcare, or recreation and entertainment.
Utilities, groceries, and debt.
Utilities, groceries, and debt. Thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violence? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Like directly seeing it or like...
How often do you see crime happening?
I mean, I don't see police interacting with crime that previously happened a lot, but a few times a month.
A few times a month, thank you. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
The right amount.
The right amount. Thank you. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. The first one is, begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Somewhat safer.
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Less safe.
A little bit safer or not at all safe?
Not at all safe.
Not at all safe, thank you. The next one is hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Somewhat safer.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks and recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Neutral.
Between somewhat safer and a little bit safer, which one? Because we don't have the neutral one.
A little bit safer.
Thank you. Now, aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safer.
And the last one for the list is close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
The most safer.
Much safer?
Much safer.
Thank you very much. Now, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
Not anything.
Nothing that sticks out?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. Once again, you may select up to 3 items. Tackle the opioid crisis, improve the city's infrastructure, improve our schools and education, remove homeless encampments, hire more police officers, improve public transportation, support more affordable housing, reduce juvenile crime, foster small businesses and local jobs, get guns off the streets, invest in community development, or address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods.
Potholes, the opioid crisis, and housing.
Thank you very much. Let me just go get the housing one. Support more affordable housing, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, and tackle the opioid crisis. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means you neither support nor oppose the policy, and a 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. Once again, you may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive for to shoppers.
5.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridors cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
5.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
0.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
0.
Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
7.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
As opposed to lowering them or raising them?
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Six.
Thank you. The next one is add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
7.
The next one is add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
6.
And the last one for the list is invest in the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
9.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid of work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
I support it.
And do you strongly support it or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for a year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
To end it?
To end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools.
Okay, that's phrased really confusing. So I either support or oppose ending. They don't have year-round school now. So they're not ending
So how
can
should
you
I
just
record your
end of that again?
Oh, yes, of course.
It's so confusing the way it's phrased.
Yeah. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I support ending funding for, yes, for year-round schools.
So do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Every day.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
None of those, but what are the options again?
Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. Now, do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Own home.
Thank you. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Do you identify as transgender and non-binary or non-binary?
No.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible?
Someone else.
Thank you. Now, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. The Washington Post, NPR or Y, CNN, New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, Facebook, TikTok, Power 99, Fox News, local news station, X or Twitter, Philadelphia Daily News, or YouTube?
YouTube, X.
X, YouTube, and the other one?
I don't use any of the other ones.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Now, last year, as we finish the survey, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000.
I can stop you.
Okay.
25 to 34.
Okay. Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.